It's that time when we talk to our tech guy, our FabFM tech guy, Richard Pascoe. G'day, Richard.
Paul, how are you?
Mate, I couldn't be better in paradise. Now, some wonderful things to talk about this week and some great information to share with the listeners. You've got six reasons why you should back up your computer.
And so many people don't do that, Paul. It still stuns me. You know, something goes wrong and they give it to you and they hold it out with it and they get that look in those eyes. You know, literally like I'm the Pope going to revive their laptop for them. In a lot of cases, you've got to back up. So six reasons, hardware failure. You know, 80% of hard drives, Paul, may only last 4 years. A stunning figure for people out there because people think the hard drives last forever. Got to say, in a lot of cases, they don't. If you get subject to ransomware where all your files are all locked on there as well. If your computer gets stolen, Paul, it ain't coming back most of the time. Fire as well. Had a client the other week, lost everything in a fire. Got to say that. Lost their computer as well. Didn't back up. Flood. And the most common one all, Paul, is user error as well. So both Windows and Apple have got built-in backup features. Back it up to an external hard drive. Use the cloud. But for God's sake, back up.
You know, recently a friend of mine, Anthony, I have worked with. Anthony had all, because he's a songwriter, we've actually had him on FabFM, Anthony Prever, and Anthony had so many songs, so many contacts from years and years of working in broadcasting, and he lost it all. You know, it was accidentally erased. He took it to somebody, it ended up in Sydney, trying to save it. Now, they saved a little bit of it, but he lost most of it. And it was just earth-shattering for him. So you can understand the precious information. I mean, some of the stuff we might keep is a bit of rubbish, but there's a lot of stuff on our computers that are very precious to us.
Very, and I've got to say, the key thing in all of this, I've got to say, is normally photos. And I urge people, Google Photos is the easiest way to back up on every device that you've got. Open a Google account, install Google Photos. It will back up every photo that you've got, you know, and for free. I mean, the biggest amount of photos I've had from a client is nearly 400,000 photos that was uploaded. 400,000 photos uploaded to Google. But he's got a copy of every one of them on there now. So, you know, if the worst case happened, he's not going to get a divorce because I've got to say I've seen divorces and breakups occur when husbands or wives lose all the photos.
With photos, because it's different to how we used to do it. Before we had computers, we had photos and we kept them around the house or we kept them in a box and we showed them to people. Now they're on the computer, we don't see them that much.
People just don't do it anymore, Paul. It's you can create little albums on iPads or on the laptop or something like that, but we came from a different generation, didn't we, Paul, where we would go along and be very proud of, you know, showing our holiday photos off. But, people don't seem to do it anymore, Paul. It's a bit of a, you know, to me, it's a bit of a worry that, you know, yeah, we'll look at that good photo. But, you know, now it's go over to my Facebook page, go to my Instagram account and look at my holiday photos. That seems to be the way that everybody wants them now.
It's a different world, isn't it?
It is, Paul.
We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. It is Friday morning. We always talk to Richard at this time, around 9 a.m, as we're doing right now. Richard, emails. There's always emails floating around, circulating. Now, there's a couple of emails that you want listeners to be aware of.
Look, there is one of them that's coming through, and I've had multiple calls on this, and I've had them forwarded to me as well. It's I know your password. So if you go along, you know, I'm going to spread your password out there unless you go along and pay money for it. And I've got to say, they actually put up most of the password on there. Got to say, 50% of the cases, it's been accurate, Paul, which means that somewhere along the line, you've had a, let's say, an Adobe account, a Twitter account that's been hacked. So that password that you use has been used elsewhere, which a lot of people do. So if you get this email, it looks reasonably like your password. If you're using that password elsewhere, go in and change it where you're using that password. So that's a bit of a concern. The other one that I keep receiving, you know, and calls about is the email saying, I know you've been browsing adult websites and I know all your contacts and your friends, and I'm going to send them that video of you, or let them know that this is what you're doing.
Richard, Marion and I received that yesterday.
You've got to stop browsing those sites, Paul. I keep telling you every week, don't
we? We have not been browsing adult websites, but I can tell you we received that email yesterday. And it basically is like a kidnap note. It's basically saying, we've got video of you and we will show those videos publicly unless you pay money to us. So basically it's a ransom note.
It is. So, you know, but it's basically ignore it. It's just a bluff trying to get you to log on and go along and do that. I had a poor concerned woman ring me this week who was very upset about this, because she said, and this might shock the listeners out there, I do that, but I only do it when hubby is at work and I don't want him to know about it. So, you know, it came up with no caller ID, wouldn't give me a name. And when I explained to her that she can happily go back to browsing the websites without hubby knowing, I said, be careful though. You know, she was more than happy, Paul.
Talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, and signing up to the NBN, Richard, will soon be easier. Whew. Thank goodness.
With some new rules in place. So the Australian Communications and Media Authority, ACMAR, have put some requirements on telcos now. I know you're going to comment when I tell you what the new rules are, Paul. So what's going to happen is the telcos need to conduct a line test to check their customers' new NBN services working after installation.
Oh, I made a comment.
It's amazing, Paul, isn't it? Nobody would ever think to go along and do that. Number two is verifying that any copper line used to connect a customer to their NBN service is actually capable of delivering the maximum data speed in their chosen plan. Again, I thought these two would have been done, Paul. I've really got to say that.
What listeners should know is that putting this radio station to air, we have had so many NBN, I won't say the word, NBN troubles.
Exactly right. And you're not alone there, Paul, so we've got to say. And finally, that if your NBN service stops working and can't be fixed within 3 days, your telco's got to give you an alternative arrangement for it. Good on them for putting these rules in place, but I really thought at least two out of three of these should have been done in the first place, Paul.
Why do all your subjects every week, I can relate to them? Because we get to the next one. And suffering from drop phone phobia. Now, my beautiful iPhone 8, I've got it right here. Of course, in the first week I dropped it, cracked the glass. So I'm looking at cracked glass at the moment. It happens to many people.
It does, Paul. Believe it or not, the average smartphone user drops theirs 7 times a year, which I thought was a staggering figure. But Corning, who make the Gorilla Glass, which goes on the front of the iPhones, has come up with Gorilla Glass 6, which is their new glass. We might see it in the new iPhones this year. They're saying it's actually the most durable glass to date, and it's been engineered to stand up to more than one drop, which is really good. So what Corning have done, when they tested Gorilla Glass 6, it was actually able to withstand 15 drops from 1 meter high onto rough surfaces. That's really good, Paul, for people out there who do suffer from, let's say, dropsy out there. So, you know, good on them for doing it. But I've got to say, Paul, you're to spend all that money on a phone, buy a cover for it as well, because you never know what happens.
I know. As soon as I dropped it, Marion said, I told you to get a cover.
That's it. from the wise after the event tech person. So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'll tell you another thing I dropped. My iWatch, what do you call it?
Oh, dear. Yeah, your Apple Watch, Paul.
The Apple Watch, I dropped it. Of course, it dropped. And naturally, it drops and lands on the glass, doesn't it? Well, it shattered like a windscreen. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I just nearly cried. And then, of course, when we went back to find out if it can be repaired, of course, you pay almost the same amount of money as when you bought it originally. So that was a lesson as well.
Yeah, don't drop them, Paul. We pay all this money for technology. Please don't drop them.
And that's all you've got to say. Paul, just don't drop them.
Don't drop them. Some people drop things. You know, I've got a client and she would regularly drop things as well. So, you know, I think in the back of our mind, we've got to keep it. We pay a lot of money for these devices, Paul. And, you know, would you go along and drop $1,500 on the pavement just walking along? No, you wouldn't. You make sure that money stays in your hot little hand all the time. So, you know, I think it's a bit of a psychological thing sometimes.
Anyway, Richard, you have a wonderful weekend. Now, how do people get in touch with you? And it's really worthwhile going to your website because you've got some great info there.
I put up a few articles every week, as you know, Paul. So head on over to talktech.com.au.
Pretty easy to remember. We'll see you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.